Would the House please come to order? Would the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk please take the roll?
34 members present.
We have a quorum present to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, Representative Boucher's vote did not register. I note his presence. Representative Gall is excused from the call of the House today.
Our chaplain today is Reverend Jim Patton from the Chapel by the Lake. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
Almighty God, here are men and women who have been given significant responsibilities for making decisions which affect the lives of other people, for the wise use of our resources, and for working under the scrutiny of public attention. Now, as another week draws to a close, we ask for your support for the members of this House. Give them inspiration and energy. Deliver them from self-interest and from faulty reasoning, and establish the fruit of their labor to bring forth good for all people affected by their legislative decisions. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Representative Pinyalberry.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that today's prayer be spread upon the journal.
Are there any objections as to having the prayer spread upon the journal? Hearing none, so ordered. Would the clerk at this time please certify the journal for the 88th legislative day?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 88th day in House Supplement number 46.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 88th day in House Supplement number 46 be approved as certified.
Are there any objections as to the correctness of the journal? Hearing no objections, the journal is approved. This brings us to introduction of guests. Representative Cato.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's a great honor today for me to introduce a lady who the legislature honored as a woman in history. She comes from Seward. And I'd like to introduce Annetta Gillespie and her daughter-in-law, Betty Gillespie.
Representative Kopanen.
Thank you. I'd like to this time introduce my previously invisible constituent, Che Leap, whom I still can't see because I believe he's behind that pillar over there, acting as a guest page today. Where is he? Okay. And also Dennis Lee and Paulette Lewis, who have come down from Fairbanks in the NEA fly-in, teachers from Fairbanks.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce two friends of mine. Here with the teachers fly-in, Marge O'Reilly and Marla Huss, Gallery B.
Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce two very good friends and two very good friends of mine in Gallery A, Pat Walsh and Fumi Matsumoto from Fairbanks.
Do we have any further guests for introduction? Representative Gruenberg.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have a number of teachers here. For the teachers fly-in, and I'd ask them to stand as I introduce them. We have Steve Cordy from Anchorage. We have Barbara Steck from Anchorage. We have Ron Bader from Anchorage. We have Marie Richardson from Anchorage. We have Kathy McCord from Anchorage. We have Roxy McDonough from Anchorage. We have Pat Kennedy from Anchorage, and we have Nell Bernard from Anchorage.
Representative Representative Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, and I can't see all of them, we have some students down from Delta and some teachers. I'd like to introduce to you Matthew Allen, Aaron Allen, Kevin Miller, Julie Morley, Chris Morley, and Adam Schneider. And also, I can't see, but I assume that Dan Beck is there, and so is Char Nolan. Would you help me welcome them? Also, if I may, Mr. Speaker, in Gallery B, I have a friend of mine from Tok that I'd like to introduce, and I would like to ask that while she is down here, that she has some very, very concerned about the wolf predation problem in the interior and some of the advisory board's positions on this. And I would like to ask you that if you have time to please take the time to discuss this issue with her. I'd like to introduce Sue Ensminger.
Representative Szymanski.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't know if we've missed anybody in the gallery yet, but I've got two friends of mine from Anchorage, constituent Rick Kelly and Bob Hume in Gallery A.
Any further guests for introduction? Representative Binkley.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. It's my pleasure to introduce two teachers from the Lower Kuskokwim School District area, Bill Chalmers from EEK and Paris Finley from Bethel in Gallery A.
Any further introductions? Let's see if we have some messages from the governor.
Dear Representative Grusendorf, I have read the following resolution and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 11 Hess, relating to the University of Alaska Foundation Legislative Resolve Number 9. And I've signed the following bill. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 101 Judiciary Amended, relating to character investigation and fingerprinting of applicants to the Alaska Bar Association and amending Rule 3, Section 2 and Rule 5, Section 1B of the Rules of the Alaska Bar Association, Chapter Number 8, SLA 1985. Signed sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has approved the following citations, and they are transmitted for it is transmitted for consideration, honoring Dr. William R. Wood. And this next one is being sent to enrolling, honoring William C. Thomas. The Senate has passed and returned House Concurrent Resolution Number 13, 19th Annual Boys State at Camp Carroll, and House Concurrent Resolution Number 14, 17th Annual Girls State at the Fairbanks University of Alaska campus. And these resolutions have been sent to enrolling. The Senate has passed committee substitute for House Bill Number 17, Judiciary, relating to multiple convictions for motor vehicle theft and joyriding with the following amendment. Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill Number 17, State Affairs, relating to multiple convictions for propelled vehicle theft and joyriding, a technical change, see attached legal opinion, and it is returned for consideration.
We'll be handling that in the limbo file under unfinished business.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have any other communications that should come before this body?
A memorandum dated April 8, 1985 was received from Linda Delaney, Project Manager, Office of Management and Budget, enclosing a notice of proposed changes in the regulations of the Department of Administration, which would implement an audit process that would allow one audit to cover all state money received by an entity. A copy was placed on each member's desk, and this will be on file in the clerk's office. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Under the daily order of business, this brings us to standing committee reports.
The Committee on Hess has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 4, Finance Amended, relating to confinement of offenders into restitution centers under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 4, Hess, with the same title, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by the co-chairs, Grunberg and Kopanen. Signing do pass, Kopanen, Grunberg, Hurley, Taylor, Pettijohn, Thompson, and Hanley. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 4 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Committee on Hess has had Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 29, Judiciary Amended, relating to domestic violence and domestic sexual offenses under consideration and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by the co-chairs, Kopanen and Grunberg. Signing do pass, Kopanen, Grunberg, Hurley, and Thompson. Having no recommendation, Taylor. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 29 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Committee on Resources has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 57 rules relating to preferential use of Alaska agricultural or fisheries products under consideration and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Schultz, co-chair. Signing do pass, Schultz, Herman, Cato, Thompson, Sund, Wallace, and M.W. Miller. Having no recommendation, Jenkins and Pierce. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 57 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 93, establishing a system of recreation rivers, under consideration and recommends as follows, that it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 93, Resources, with a new title and a fiscal note. Signing do pass, Cato. Signing do not pass unless amend the title, Wallace and Herman. And signing no recommendation, Schultz and Pierce. Signing do not pass without amendment, Jenkins. Signing this bill went from bad to worse, do not pass, Thompson. Sun signed do not pass under unless title amended. And M.W. Miller signed no recommendation. House Bill 93 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 193, establishing an agricultural product incentive program, under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 193, Resources, with a new title, and recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by the co-chair, Schultz. Signing do pass, Schultz, Herman, Cato, Sun, Thompson, and M.W. Miller. Having no recommendation, Jenkins, Pierce, and Wallace. House Bill 193 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Finance has had sponsor substitute for House Bill 280, creating the Anchor River and Fritz Creek Critical Habitat Area, under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 280, Finance, with the same title. Recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Adams, Chairman. Signing do pass, Adams, Duncan, Larson, Rieger, Cotton, and Zemanski. Having no recommendation, Frank and Binkley. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 280 has no further referral. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 281 relating to trapping cabin permits under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 281, Resources, with the same title. Recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Schultz, co-chair. Signing do pass, Schultz, Herman, Cato, Jenkins, Pierce, Thompson, Sund, Wallace, and M.W. Miller. House Bill 281 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 294, relating to preferential hire of Alaskans, under considerations, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by M.M. Miller, concurred in by Clarkson, M.M. Miller, Sun, Gruenberg, Taylor, and Phillips. House Bill 294 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 307, extending the termination date of the Alaska Code Revision Commission and amending the statute relating to its responsibilities, under consideration, recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by M.M. Miller, Chairman, concurred in by M.M. Miller, Sun, Gruenberg, Taylor, and Clarkson. Phillips has no recommendation. House Bill 307 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Transportation has had House Bill 321, relating to the title to property abutting certain highways in the state, under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 321, Transportation, with a new title, and recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. Report was signed by Cato, Chairman, concurred in by Maru, Herman, Cato, Pinyalberry, and Schultz. Having no recommendation, Furness and Davis. House Bill 321 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee.
House Bill, is that House Bill 321?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
House Bill 321 now has a fiscal note, so the Standing Committee of Finance would also be hearing that bill.
I have no further Standing Committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to the introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation in memoriam Edmund Knutson by Representative Navarre and Maru and Senator Paul Fisher.
That'll be referred to rules for calendaring.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 30 by Clarkson, Pinyalberry, Pettijohn, Furness, Phillips, Jenkins, Hanley, Gruenberg, Cotton, Rieger, Porchot, Zemanski, Collins, Pierce, Euling, and Boucher, relating to disaster relief funds for Anchorage.
This will have two standing committee referrals, Health, Education, and Social Services, and the Finance Committee.
House Joint Resolution Number 35 by Clarkson, urging the United States Olympic Committee to select Anchorage as the United States nominee for the site of the 1992 Winter Olympic Games.
That'll be referred to State Affairs.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
House Bill 368 by Pinyalberry. An act adopting the Uniform Comparative Fault Act and amending Alaska Rules of Civil Procedure 7, 49, 52, and 58.
Judiciary and Finance Committee.
House Bill 369 by Pinyalberry. An act making a special appropriation to the Economic Development Fund of the Alaska Industrial Development Authority, transferring and appropriating certain loans to the Economic Development Fund and the Commercial Fishing Revolving Loan Fund and providing for an effective date.
Transportation, House Special Committee on State Loans, and the Finance Committee. Representative Boucher, you're seeking the floor.
To the East, please, sir.
Would the House please stand at ease? Will the House please come back to order? Before the at ease, we're now on House Bill 370. Would the clerk continue?
House Bill 370 by Pinyalberry, an act relating to the authorization of bonds or notes for the DeLong Mountain Transportation Project, establishing conditions under which the bonds or notes may be issued and providing for an effective date.
That'll be referred to the Transportation Committee, the House Special Committee on Loans, and the Finance Committee.
House Bill 371 by Maru, an act relating to medical treatment for the terminally ill.
Hess, Judiciary, and Finance.
House Bill 372 by Maru, Hanley, Martin, Pettijohn, Pinyalberry, and Boucher. An act limiting the use of state money to pay for abortions.
This will be Hess, Judiciary, and Finance.
House Bill 373 by Maru, an act repealing the regulation of concert promoters.
This will be Labor and Commerce and the Finance Committee.
House Bill 374 by Collins and Pinyalberry, an act relating to the lease, sale, or disposal of natural gas for public use.
This will be referred to the Special Committee on Gas and Oil, the Resources Committee, and also the Finance Committee.
House Bill 375 by Pinyalberry, an act relating to the Alaska Bidder Preference.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary, and the Finance Committee.
House Bill 376 by Binkley, an act relating to municipal regulation of vehicles for hire.
Transportation and the Judiciary Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill number 223 by Herman, an act relating to designation of the Dillingham to Electric Road. The Committee on Transportation has had the bill under consideration, recommends it do pass, and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Cato Chairman, concurring by Cato, Schultz, Herman, Maru, Duncan, Furness, and Pinyalberry. The Committee on Finance has had the bill under consideration, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by the Vice Chairman, Ringsted. Signing do pass, Cotton, Binkley, Frank, Rieger, Euling, Porchot, Larson, Duncan, Szymanski, and Ringsted. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 223 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objections to the advancement from second to third reading? Hearing none, would the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
House Bill number 223 by Herman, an act relating to designation of the Dillingham to Alegnagik Road.
Is there any debate? Representative Herman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. When the legislature established the Wood-Tick-Tick State Park in 1978, the state took a significant step to protect the waters in which one-third of the Bristol Bay sockeye salmon spawn. The park comprises fully one-half of the entire Alaska State Park system. Mr. Speaker, the Wood-Tick-Tick Lake and River system has unique scenic, recreational, and biological values, which have made this park an increasingly important and popular tourist attraction. Mr. Speaker, the park is becoming increasingly popular to both local residents and rapidly growing tourist industry. The 24-mile road between Dillingham and Alaknagik is receiving increasing use. Both subsistence and recreation users depend upon this road to gain access to the park. I ask for support of the bill.
Is there any further debate? Representative Hanley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I simply have a question. I have no problem with specifying that the Dillingham to Alaknagik Road is so named, But I'm curious, what are the advantages? I mean, without the name, the road is there, and with the name, I recognize it's official, but does this also then allow special state highway funds to be appropriated for that particular road and for the maintenance of that road?
Representative Herman?
Mr. Speaker, I don't think it allows any special privileges for the road. It just designates the name.
Representative Cato.
Mr. Speaker, it's long been the process and procedure for the Transportation Committee to name roads. This does not allow any special provisions.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 223 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
39 yeas, no nays.
House Bill 223 has passed the House. Having no effective date, would the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Concurrent Resolution Number 9 by Szymanski and Ewing, relating to the Whittier Shotgun Cove access. The Committee on Transportation has had the resolution under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Cato Chairman, concurred in by Pignalberry, Davis, Schultz, and Cato. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Concurrent Resolution Number 9 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
The resolution being concurrent does not need to be advanced. We have it in second reading before us. Would it be technical to withdraw that motion?
I'm sorry, Mr. Speaker, you're correct. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to withdraw my motion.
Is there any debate upon the resolution? Representative Duncan.
May we have it at ease, please?
The House, please stand at ease. Will the House come back to order? We are now in second reading on House Concurrent Resolution Number 9. Is there any debate? Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For the new members of the legislature, I thought it might be worthwhile to go over a little history before we approve this resolution. Well, I'm not going to approve it, but before they approve it blindly. Over the past years, we have spent numerous hours and days and dollars on all kinds of concepts for roads and bridges and tunnels and over and under and around to get to Whittier, and none of them were really feasible. But the most important thing in this resolution is that, especially us people from Anchorage, is saying that we want this a priority. And it's never been a priority of mine. I do know that we have a lot of people in Anchorage who have summer lots down there, who have their boats down there, and need to find a more convenient way to get to their summer settlements, or even where they don't want to fly in the winter, I guess. But I really object to this being established as a priority for the Department of Transportation to study. Anyone who's interested, we have numerous books going anywhere from a $3 million road to a $40 million project, and some of them even went higher than that. We're just wasting money and time of the department to go over the same thing that has been hashed out in the years past. We have plenty of priorities in Anchorage, and throughout the mid-central section of the state are roads that are truly needed by the citizens. And I'd like to ask people to be cautious before they approve this. Thank you.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution 9 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk please lock the rolls. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
29 yeas, 10 nays.
House Concurrent Resolution 9 has passed the House. Representative Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May we revert the introduction of guests?
Are there any objections? Proceed, Representative.
Okay. I have people in Gallery A and B to introduce. First of all, in Gallery B, I would like to introduce to the group Graham Ward from Glen Allen. He's down here with the Teachers Fly-In. Can you help me, please? And in Gallery B or A, we have Bev Gulkison and Tessa Giroux.
Representative Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've got a couple friends in the gallery behind me here from Eagle River. They're teachers as well. Marcia Bradley, who's sitting next to another friend of mine, Steve X.
Representative Herman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Under introduction of guests, I'd like to introduce two teachers for the NEA fly-in, Carolyn Gustafson from Dillingham and Ed Keep Barnes from Leavelock.
Representative Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to introduce to the body the president of our Education Association in Kodiak, Pat Jacobson in Gallery A.
Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Hurley and I have two constituents here with us today representing the Matanuska-Susitna Borough Education Group. Pam Conrad and Jim Davis.
Are there any further guests for introduction? This brings us back to the consideration of today's calendar. Would the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Senate Joint Resolution Number 20 by Coghill, relating to federal funding for conservation programs. The Committee on Resources has had the resolution under consideration and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by a Schultz co-chair, signing DuPass, Schultz, Herman, Wallace, Thompson, and Sund. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Joint Resolution Number 20 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, place on final passage.
Are there any objections to the advancement from second to third reading? Hearing none, would the clerk please read the resolution for the third time?
Senate Joint Resolution Number 20 by Coghill, relating to federal funding for conservation programs.
Is there any debate? Representative Maru.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have some questions I would like to direct to the body and invite anyone to answer them. Number one, on lines 12 and 13, first page of the resolution, we see technical expertise to the conservation districts of Alaska. And one logical question is, how many dollars per year in Alaska are we talking about? Is it millions, is it thousands, or hundreds, or what? On the second question, line 21, Soil Conservation Service provides lower, or would provide higher water quality, and if we do away with it, the water quality would be lower. If I'm not mistaken, that's a responsibility of the Department of Environmental Conservation. So the logical question is, here, are there any conflicts, and are we absolving DEC from responsibility, or what? And the third question is, on lines 11, lines 24 and 25, to eliminate or reduce funding for conservation programs. As we all realize, the federal government is, shall we say, awash in red ink, $200 billion per year deficit. Cuts have to be made somewhere. All cuts will hurt. It's just a question as to how much they will hurt and where will they hurt. If the president and the Congress have defined or will be defining this as one area, should we in fact be asking them not to do it? Because sooner or later, cuts will have to be made.
Any further debate? Representative Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just I may just try to outline a little bit here as to what the soil conservation programs are all about. The water and soil conservation programs, they're proposed to be cut drastically this fiscal year in 1986 and 87, and it's proposed that Alaska bear a brunt of many of these cuts. The program, which most affects Alaska, will include soil surveys, snow surveys, and watershed planning and construction. The snow surveys this year are going to be very important because they're helping determine it with the high snowfall that we've had throughout interior Alaska is going to create a lot of erosion problems in many of the rivers, and the Soil Conservation District has been helping work through those. There are still resource inventories that are going on and throughout Alaska, and this is going to continue, and we're hoping that we can send this resolution to our congressman back in Washington, and hopefully they will see that help us see that those cuts aren't as drastic as presently being proposed.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution 20 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
36 yeas, 3 nays.
Senate Joint Resolution 20 has passed the House. Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, I give notice of reconsideration of my vote on SJR 20.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on SJR 20. Representative Davis.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to give notice of reconsideration of my vote on HCR 9.
Okay. Reconsideration has given on resolution number 9. We have some final action left on the daily calendar on a citation. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation appearing on today's calendar be approved.
Are there any objections to the citation? Hearing none, the citation has been approved. This brings us to unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business to come before this body? Representative Clarkson. Would the House please stand at ease? Would the House come back to order? The House will come back to order. We are on unfinished business. At this time, under unfinished business, House Bill 364, an act relating to the Commercial Motor Vehicle Licensing and Safety Inspection, this bill was given a Hess referral, but House Bill 364 will be referred to only two standing committees, Transportation and Finance. Representative Clarkson. The House, please stand at ease. Will the House please come back to order? We are still under unfinished business. Do we have any further unfinished business to come before this body? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, just to clarify, we're not going to move the bill in the limbo file today because we think that people need some additional time to take a look at it.
Okay. Any further unfinished business? Representative Navarre.
Mr. Speaker, could we go back to introduction of guests?
Are there any objections to going back to introduction of guests?
In gallery,
proceed, Representative.
Two other friends and constituents of mine, Zeta Frenchu and Ann Gentry.
Representative Hanley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In gallery A, I would like to introduce a friend and a person who was also a teacher from Anchorage, Joanne Burgess.
Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you. In Gallery A, Representative Hurley and I have another constituent, Joyce Johnson.
Representative Davis.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. We had one of our guest pages introduced yesterday, and the personal friend of mine. He wasn't in the room, but I'd like to make sure everybody know who he is, Shea Leaf.
Second time today.
Representative Sund.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I have several people to introduce here, and I'd like to start with in Gallery B, I believe, from Myers-Chuck, from Representative Taylor in my district, Susan Taylor, and Terry Johnson, and then Terry Nielsen, Meg Nielsen, James Nielsen, Brett and Tracy Johnson, if they'd stand up over there. That's it's not quite 50% of the school, but it's getting close to it. And in Gallery A, Paul Jarvie in the front row, and I know there's some in the second and third row from Wrangell and Petersburg, but I'm not going to take the chance of missing one. But if they just stand, we'd like to appreciate it.
Are there any further guests for introduction? Representative Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, I also have some guests, and I'm probably missing a couple, but I'm going to do the best I can. In Gallery A, two teachers from Igor Chugiak, Carol Connell, which I might add was a former teacher of mine, and Ann Fackenthal.
Any further guests for introduction? Representative Hurley.
These are not, this one person isn't a constituent of mine, but she used to be, and she's from Anchorage, and I think some of my Anchorage friends didn't see her there. Joyce Luther.
We're still under unfinished business. Any further unfinished business to come before this body? Announcements of standing committees or special committees. Representative Miller.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, just a reminder to Judiciary Committee members that tomorrow morning, in addition to the meeting this afternoon, we will be hearing all of the various child abuse bills that are listed on the packet here for today. Those will also be all considered and heard tomorrow in the Judiciary Committee as well, plus House Bill 34 regarding to liquor licenses and House Bill 55. Relative to signs that must be posted in a liquor establishment. Mr. Speaker, while I'm on my feet talking about that, if you'll give me a little bit of extra leave, I'll take this opportunity to announce that tomorrow morning the St. Anne's Daycare third annual pancake breakfast benefit for St. Anne's Daycare and Nursery will be held. They're offering pancakes, sausages, fresh fruit, joy, juice, coffee, tea, and fun from 8:30 until 12 noon. If members of the Judiciary Committee will come up, will go in about 8:30 and still make our 9 o'clock meeting, Mr. Chairman, as they go through and pick up their food at this benefit, if they will just say, charge it to the chairman, I will spring for their breakfasts tomorrow morning before our Judiciary Committee meeting. It's on the record. You don't have to have a copy. That I want to hasten to say that only applies to members of the Judiciary Committee. But the rest of you are more than welcome to come up with your
You're
own.
You're out of order and discriminatory in nature. Representative Duncan, did you want to add to that?
No, Mr. Speaker, I didn't. I had an announcement, but I'll wait if people want to add to that. Do they want to add to that? No, I haven't announced. Mr. Speaker, the Finance Subcommittee on House Bill 162, the Public Utility Consumer Representation, will meet at 1 o'clock today in House Finance Committee room. If that committee room is occupied because Budget Audit is going to be meeting there at noon, the meeting will be moved to my office, which is room 405.
Any further standing committee announcements or special committee announcements? Representative Boucher.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Special Committee on Telecommunications will be meeting at 10:30 tomorrow at Barron's 209. We'll be reviewing the Legislative Affairs Agency's Data Communication Processing Division. I'd like to see you all there.
Representative Herman.
Mr. Speaker, I'd just like to remind House Resource Committee members and any other members wishing to attend that tomorrow we'll be hearing House Bill 288, Taking a Fish and Game for Subsistence and Personal Use at 1 o'clock.
Any further committee announcements? Representative Cotton.
Budget not at noon and House Finance.
Okay. General announcements. Representative Martin.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to announce that tomorrow at 10 o'clock there will be a House caucus, minority caucus meeting, very important one to go over the finance budget, so we have our last chance to give some important suggestions to the finance chair. And I would encourage people to go to breakfast first at St. Anne's, although I won't explain for the breakfast. I don't make as much money as that legislator.
Further general announcements. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, the annual legislative dinner and skit will be this next Saturday at April 20th at Centennial Hall. I'd like to have you mark your calendars now. I think each of you have gotten a notice and one free ticket for you. The doors open at 6:30. The dinner starts at 7. In addition, Mr. Speaker, to an announcement of a special committee meeting, the Longevity Bonus Conference Committee will meet today briefly at 2:30 p.m. in the Senate Finance Room.
Any further announcements? This brings us to special orders. Representative Clarkson under announcements.
Mr. Speaker, I did forget an announcement, a birthday today. A member of this body has a birthday today, Representative Collins. Yay.
Representative, would you care to say a few words?
To be honest, I was trying to forget about it all, but I do want to assure my teammates on the basketball team that just because I'm a year older, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to play next year, because I'm not getting older, I'm getting better, so I will play next year.
Representative Maru under announcements. Our special
yes, sir. I would like to announce another birthday. Birthday of the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, is tomorrow. And we need more people like him.
Under special orders.
Comment that the birthday that the representative but just noted was the founder of the Democratic Party.
I think maybe we better start talking about special orders. Representative Maru.
Mr. Speaker, the third president of the United States founded a party that was originally called the Republican Party because there was some question as to whether we were going to be a monarchy. It became the Republican-Democrat Party, and eventually, as he's already stated, became the Democratic Party, but that was only after about 40 years.
The question has been called for. We're now under special orders. Representative Jenkins.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if I want to get involved in this, but I asked for the privilege of the floor to speak on the committee hearings that are going to occur tomorrow afternoon.
Are there any objections? Proceed, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So all the members of this body know, subsistence is an issue that demands total examination and full public hearing throughout Alaska. And only after careful scrutiny and input of all Alaskans can we derive a solution that will bind us together for the common utilization of our very precious fish and game resources. The events of the past 3 weeks and within resources and the resultant dialogues within this House has strongly indicated to me that representatives from all parties and all areas of this state are honestly and sincerely attempting to achieve a lasting solution. If this legislature is indeed afforded the time to go beyond the rural-urban schism, we may be successful in that effort. testimony from throughout our great land has been very enlightening. Rural and urban citizens are both for and against House Bill 288. Most of the rhetoric is indeed reasoned, informative, and of real value. In particular, the testimony of the prevailing and unsuccessful attorneys in the Madison case is worthy of your personal review. Indeed, however, attempts to define geographical residency or domicile, rural, customary, and traditional uses have been less than satisfactory. The questions of equal access to common resources in the pending McDowell case raised more questions than they answered. Perhaps fish and game resources will have to ultimately be legislated separately. However, I can remain convinced that any bill that clearly differentiates on geographical residency will ultimately legally not prevail. Maybe we have to look at and explore the concept that those who directly utilize the resource have access to them on a needs basis. At the present time, events as they are unfolding in the House may preclude the possibility of successful resolution of this issue this year. Indeed, the course as it's now charted will only produce an up and down vote on the floor of this House. And as I assess, and many of the other of you on this, the mood of this House at this time would not be successful without destroying the present goodwill and the potential of a compromising solution which would be acceptable to a large majority of Alaskans. In conclusion, I feel we have journeyed a long way toward gathering the necessary background and baseline data on subsistence. But additionally, legislation without language that clearly involves all Alaskans probably would ultimately be a failure. Consequently, I feel it might be opportune for this House to allow the subsistence issue the reflection time that it deserves to achieve a satisfactory long-term result. And I hope that the deliberations tomorrow afternoon in resources will achieve those kind of results. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
We're still under special orders. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday morning.
Any objections? Adjourned.